Yeah, there's a real visible and vocal and mounting political and medical campaign to locate the surgical hub in Letterkenny. And why many TDs on the floor of the Dáil saying they don't want to divide and conquer, they are actually saying that if there's to be one surgical hub, the location is to be Letterkenny. Now, this is contrary to the actual objective evidence, even though they are stating that there's objective evidence that it should be there. But look, the clinical, geographic and operational case is clear that Sligo, it would be the preferred location. But yet the minister hasn't even received the business case with that rationale. And what I'm calling on this morning is that RTDs, who have their silence is deafening on this issue, stand up and represent their constituents and actually articulate the case that it indeed needs to be in Sligo, which the business case has been put forward for. They have been, the Sinn Féin TDs who are leading this up, Deputy McLaughlin and Deputy Doherty, where is Deputy Martin Kenny, who's representing Leitrim Sligo. Does he actually believe that his constituents should travel up to 130 kilometres to Letterkenny if it's actually there? Look, it's a patient outcome issue here. It's travel times. It's the fact that Sligo have existing specialties and the service delivery capacity and a green field site that is shovel ready, where we would have a surgical hub that would improve access for all of the people of the Northwest. So the logical sense is if there's one surgical hub, it should be Sligo, and we need all RTDs. That is RTDs, that's Martin Kenny, that's Marion Harkin, Frank Feehan, Eamon Scanlon, who are elected to represent the people of this area to speak up on this issue, and indeed our medical colleagues to speak up on this issue. I mean, we have GPs who range from South Sligo to Tubbercurry, Ballymote, and right across Leitrim and North and South Leitrim, who this would be an absolute travesty if it was located in Letterkenny. Now, I completely understand why the medical colleagues in Donegal would start to articulate their needs, and they do have some pressing needs in terms of surgical capacity and their EDs. But so do Sligo and Sligo Leitrim, and this would service West Cavan, parts of Roscommon, Mayo. You know, this would service all of the Northwest. And indeed, there's more to be done, and there's more to be done in terms of ambulatory care in Letterkenny, and maybe an injury unit in Letterkenny that would take the pressure off ED. So there are real issues there, but not to locate if there's only one surgical hub in Letterkenny. That is not the answer. That would severely disadvantage the people of Sligo and their healthcare needs. And so we need the TDs to step up and speak up and have their voices heard on this issue. And now, in case the minister would at all consider it overrides the actual real objective evidence to say that it is and should be in Sligo.
But seemingly the case for Sligo was well articulated in government formation talks, Councillor McSharry.
Yes, that may be so, and indeed, why not? Why wouldn't a deputy actually, who's been elected for Sligo Leitrim, not articulate the needs of the Sligo people? That is what people are. That's why we elect deputies. I was a candidate myself, and if I was there, I would be articulating, advocating, and fighting for the needs, the healthcare needs of my constituents. And that is what deputies need to do, and they need to do it now, all of them, to come in behind this and to show the need that there is objective evidence that it needs to be in Sligo. So that may be so, and that needs to be, you know, obviously anyone who is elected for an area is going to highlight and fight for the needs of that area.
Over 170 GPs would argue that the evidence is stacked in terms of the hub, that it should be placed in Letterkenny. So if there's evidence to suggest that Sligo is the ideal location and then contrasting evidence to plead the case for Letterkenny, then when will this all end, Councillor McSherry? Like, who is right here, or what way will this actually be decided?
Well, I am not arguing against the evidence that the medical team produced, but it's not necessarily that it's overriding the objective evidence for the location of the Sligo hub. The actual business case has been formulated and is ready, but obviously the Minister hasn't even seen the evidence. So all the Minister has seen is the actual acute needs of Letterkenny. The acute needs of Sligo, Leitrim, West Cavan and South Donegal are exactly the same. Now, I understand that North Donegal do need, they have a difficulty with access, and there is the shared island approach. They're very near Derry. They already use a lot of the services in Auchnagalvan. So there are other solutions to this. So there are needs in Donegal. All they have heard is the needs of Donegal and the population data from Donegal. They have the minister hasn't seen the population data, but it's beyond that. It's more than that. It's the clinical data. It's the patient flow. It's the operational case. The specialties are already here. They're already existing here in Sligo. So therefore we have to look at patient outcomes. So, you know, the minister has to see the business case and look to see how solutions can be found for Donegal. And indeed, there may be a case for a second surgical hub, but the first surgical hub, the evidence is definitely there that the most suitable location is Sligo. And I am calling on RTDs this morning to step up and speak up on the floor of the Dáil and have the media cover this issue, because if it seems to be one way at the moment. There's national media covering the needs of Donegal, and there's local media covering it, and we have a deafening silence in terms of our own TDs and indeed our medical community and leaders that actually, what are the needs of Sligo? You know, we have acute surgical needs in Sligo. We need a new multi-service building. We need surgical beds. We need a new surgical theatre. And that's also a priority. And indeed, something similar has to happen in Donegal. So, you know, it would be wonderful if the minister looked at this case and allocated funding for surgical hub in Sligo and Letterkenny. But The issue is here, if there's one surgical hub for now, it needs to be in Sligo first, because it is the best clinical decision that needs to be made.